Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go!
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, we got to talk about it. I don't know, like,
What?
This is a weird moment. Okay, so if you listen to the radio station.
I'm so uncomfortable.
I know, but we have to, Aaron.
I know.
Because you and I, like, I don't know how tack is.
Tack.
There it is. That's exactly it. This is how far it's gone. Like, I am unhinged.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same. A little. Yeah.
I have so much anxiety. Like, I have done this job for years and years and years, and I've never felt the way I feel today doing it.
My stomach is, like, in my throat.
Like, we've done a little bit, like we were going to just try to do the whole show today without mentioning it, and I can't do it. This is how far we made it. Exactly this far, okay. And now.
Okay. All right.
We made it 30 seconds.
I have to talk about it.
Talk about what? What's on your mind?
Okay, first off, if you listen to our morning show, you already know, we're in a new studio.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm gonna throw it out there. Yesterday's show was all old stuff from us, because we thought we'd come in this new studio, and we came in and, like,
there's a lot of new equipment that we have to get figured out and personalized, and
but other people can just come in and do it, Aaron. And this is where I want to take some ownership of something,
mm-hmm,
and explain that a lot of what's gone wrong in the last 48 hours, I am internalizing, and I feel like it's all my fault.
Mm.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
But
there are, I mean, Aaron's got a point. There's not only new equipment, but we've got a lot of moving pieces to the show to pull back the curtain or whatever. We take phone calls. We have a voice disguiser pot. Like, there's just a lot of things that we need to
have work.
Get in
have
order.
Work and know relearn, because it's an entire new board that it has a touch screen. We're not used to that.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of things. But the problem is, like, so I haven't slept. And so...
Put the coffee down.
Thank you. Starbucks, what do they call this thing?
The melon burst.
The melon burst energy.
Yeah.
Fourth one of the day.
Oh, gosh.
Wow. Okay.
So that's goodness. That's about 800 milligrams of caffeine so far. That's powering this anxious little engine over here. So what I was thinking, and you guys are acting weird because there's a guitar in the room, and there's never a guitar in the room. I have tried to examine why I let this get to me so hard in the last 24 hours,
mm-hmm,
and it's because of my guitar.
Hmm?
Huh.
I think...
Go on.
Okay. I'm a musician first.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You think a lot of things musically.
I think... And everything has to balance. Everything is an equation. And here's the thing that I think I have a way of explaining it to T-Hack. I'm a flippin' perfectionist, and you know that,
mm-hmm,
but I'm a perfectionist to a level that is harmful to me and harmful to everyone around me.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. Because at some point, like, you're writing a song, you have to be done at some point, right? Like, it could always get better, it could always get worse, but at some point, you just have to pick that.
But I'll tell you this, just in music in general, you have to be perfect. You have to be. When are you, like, you know what I'm saying? Okay.
Because if you play a wrong note.
I'm going to pick up a guitar.
Well, and the thing is, it's good when you're not perfect, when you're at the level of Taylor Swift. Because then you get the Errors Tour, and then you get made into a funny meme or Dua Lipa, and you get to, like,
but how many mistakes better... do you think? Like, if you're a guitar player, I'm playing six strings. Okay?
Okay.
Let me go back one second. Like, Jokic. On the Nuggets.
Uh-huh.
Do you know his shooting percentage?
Probably 60.
It's 55.
50. Oh, good guess.
It's 55%. So he misses 45% of the shots he takes.
Yeah.
And he's the MVP of the NBA.
Yeah.
2 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
He misses 45% of the shots he takes, and he's still the MVP. Okay, ready?
Yeah, pretty gnarly.
I untuned one string out of six. Five out of the six strings are right. So this guitar is 83% right.
Wow.
It still sticks out really
it's
hard.
It's horrifying.
Yeah. It does, yeah. It really is.
In music, if you're not perfect, you're crap.
Okay.
So yesterday, we came in here, tried to get on the mics, and they weren't perfect.
Mm-mm.
So I flipped out.
You
didn't flip out, but you got frustrated and unhinged.
And you got very focused on trying to get the mics to work.
It's not bad, though.
It can be bad, but it can also be good. So the other thing I wanted to say, I had this story that happened to me years ago. I was in a band, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in a band, what you do is you put your band together and then you go out and you open for other local bands.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, you're the headliner band. And then eventually, the headliner band gets to open for big bands, like national bands. Do you know how many times my band opened for local bands?
No.
One.
What?
Do you know how many shows we played before we opened for a national act?
No. How many?
Two.
Wow.
Because we rehearsed and rehearsed and rehearsed, and everybody in my band hated me. And we would then we'd go out and watch shows, and we go, "Ooh, Caught in the Act, man, they sucked 2 weeks ago, but they're getting better." And then, Valor, they were okay, but they're getting better. And I was like, if anybody ever says my band is getting better, I'll lose my mind.
Because you want to already be.
We came out and we were amazing. We had two nights with this band. We came out, we opened for them. As soon as we were done, they were like, "We open for you tomorrow."
They gave up their their precedence over you. Oh, man. So you were definitely prepared.
Uh-huh. And at the end of the second night, the guy from the Big Rock Club said, XYZ is coming to town. I want you to open for him tomorrow.
Jeez.
So our third show was opening for a national act.
Wow.
That's what's wrong with me. So I just wanted to explain that. And I don't know what I don't know what's wrong with Aaron. But you're equally unhinged.
Yeah.
So how do we fix it? Do you want my guitar? Like,
no, what? I'm going to throw it off the roof.
How would that, we don't spend a lot of time not being funny, but like this is the moment that I think we need to talk a little bit about like mental health in general.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say, this is not good, but like Catherine, Holly, Travis, some of you people who text in to our thing and say terrible things to us, you're not good people. That's not a good thing to do.
Mm.
Because we're in here fighting as hard as we can. Erin hides her anxiety. I hide mine. Tiak apparently is just like a nonstick
pan. I keep
pan.
Like looking at him and I'm like, do you not feel it?
How are you not?
You like, can go every day and not feel like your head's going to pop off?
There's just a lot of, I don't know, I just let go easier, I guess, of things. Like once it's out of my control, then it's out of my control, and
I respect that. I do. I wish I was Teflon like you.
I don't know that I'm Teflon. Like it's something because I have to tell myself if something is out of my control. I have to like remind myself. But then once it is, and I've accepted that it is, I guess then the anxiety. What are you gonna do? Like once it's
right.
Once yeah. It,
like the second we played something old yesterday, there's a text. Here you guys are again. Not doing it. It's like, did you think for 1 second that maybe we're going through some stuff and maybe your text isn't helpful? Did you think that? Yeah. Like, here you are playing best of again. We were at Aaron's sister's funeral. Mm-hmm. Why don't you F off? Why don't you stop for a second and consider how other people feel?
Mm-hmm. There's never a day that we just go, you know what?
Screw it.
So right.
Let's just not do a show.
Correct.
It drives me nuts too because I'm the one who compiles the best. Again, pulling the curtain back, I compile the best stuff. So I hate using them the most out of anyone because
right.
I'm a hoarder and it's like, well, now we're using them. We're running out.
Right. So I don't know how to wrap this up other than me and Aaron going and throwing my $4,000 guitar.
Okay.
On the roof.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This radical new parenting idea,
mm-hmm.
I'm kind of behind it. But I'm also really, really opposed to it.
Ooh, I think I'm just behind it.
I don't think you should be.
Why?
Because of what you do for a living.
Why?
So there's a new parenting technique that basically says when your kids get home from school and they're all hungry, don't give them a snack. Give them dinner.
Yeah, give them the real thing. What are you trying to give them a snack for? And then they're kind of not hungry for dinner. Like they don't. Just give them the dinner.
So if their school gets out at 4:30, which my kids get out at like, well, my daughter who's in 27J school, they get out at 4:32.
4:30, that late?
Because they don't have Monday.
Yeah, they're only 4 days a week.
Okay.
But like, if they were to have, so she, by the time she gets the bus and the whole thing, she's home at like 5:15.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's a good.
Yeah, dinner time.
Bro, I would never have food with my children.
Yeah. I see.
Do they wait for you? Because we're on the air till 7 o'clock.
No, they don't wait for me.
They don't?
No, they're too young. Where they're just on a strict schedule. They have to eat early.
So they look at dinner time as something they don't do with their father.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oof. They do it on the weekends.
On the weekends we do. I do it as often as we can. It's very painful for me, yeah.
But you're back for bath time and for bedtime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they're already done with dinner. And then I just scrounge for myself afterwards.
You just eat by yourself?
Yeah.
That's the best. Because then you don't have kids being like, can I have a bite of that? I don't want the broccoli. I love eating alone.
No, it's the opposite. I would feel terrible.
Really?
Oh, my God. Because like I missed most of the dinners. Because even...
Because of when you got home.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't get home till like, especially if we had an appearance here or there. It's like I'd get home at 8:30 or 9. And like for a while, my ex-wife would like try to wait. It's like the kids are then just
they're
total J-holes.
They can't
wait
for you.
Is spiked and crashed and spiked and like, and then you feed them at 9, and then they're just like
way too late. Yeah.
Yeah,
they get that second wind and
and then they're just up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very sad for me that I miss out on the dinner.
So are you going to tell your wife to do this? Because I've heard a little birdie told me your children are grazers.
Yeah. My kids are feral, is what they are. So just the other day, they got my son is done with school at 3 and they just snack nonstop. Both my son and daughter, they just snack together. And part of it's because my wife is working, so she's preoccupied with that.
This is,
and
you
so,
trying to keep Douglas County Child Protective Services from rolling in.
Yeah, so
there's
they,
somebody overseeing the front door, but inside the confines of the house, the inmates are running the whole thing.
Pretty much. I just found out, like, I think it was just yesterday that they ate all of the applesauce that we had in the cabinet.
Like a jar? Like they had like one
no,
of those, like,
mocks. Like the individual packs.
The green packs.
Yeah, we had bought them for...
Oh, like, I would know what that is. Really?
Yeah. We have them.
Yeah, like the twist, you just pop the, you oh, squirt the it in the, your...
I try to get my kids into it, they were never
I hate
into
them.
It.
They're so gross.
It's so, just texturally, the idea of just squirting goo into your head. What is wrong with people?
It is a little. Hopefully my kids are listening. They'll eat less if they realize how gross
the
it is.
Tangent. The last time I went golfing, they brought a bunch of packs of that, and it got all over my sunglasses, and so I just had applesauce sunglasses. I was very close to perfect.
Can you walk us through... In a sober way.
No.
How
I don't know.
Karen.
Anyways.
I just think that we're in the new studio and we're going to get cameras in here soon.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be great. But I think we also need a crew following Aaron.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like
some reality TV.
Yeah. Just like, here's Aaron. And it's called ERN. And they just follow her and it's just like, and we just have little clips of her with like applesauce on her face. And it's like, was she a TX house?
I had toothpaste on my shirt yesterday. Oh, boy. Okay.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
No, I just, okay.
It is cute for the right person, but not everyone can pull it off.
No, it's not. It's never cute. Nope.
Pamela Anderson.
Nope. Here, okay. We were just talking about eyebrows. And I don't know what the hell is wrong with Gen Z. Take it from the Xers. We all, men included, plucked our eyebrows.
Oh, men did too?
Yeah.
Oh,
what? God.
Yes. Really?
No way.
Yes.
Hold on, let me look it up.
We all did. Like women plucked them down and nothing and then drew them back in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Very thin.
And then the pendulum swung the other way and it's like they don't come back. And now Gen Z's like, oh, screw having the big old caterpillar. It's like, don't do this, Z. Don't.
Yeah, don't
You're
bring it back.
You're going to regret. Like, don't make a change to your body that doesn't.
Like Gwen Stefani and Christina Aguilera, when they had the thin ones, they pulled it off.
No, they didn't.
But again, those are very...
It looks stupid.
I like it. I would never do it.
You have thick eyebrows.
I love my thick eyebrows. I will not touch them. I don't pluck them at all.
It doesn't look like you do. You didn't ever?
Thank you.
I didn't mean it like...
All right.
Yeah, are you tickling me over here?
What is that? I just think... You can make women... You guys sometimes, I don't know who you're doing it for, but you go and you do dumb crap, and this is a
just
dumb thing.
Just following the trends.
But yeah, who sets the trend? Who is like, no, I think the thin eyebrows should come back. Like, everyone has regretted it, but I won't. And
right.
Who like brought? Mm-hmm. Who started the trend to come back? Because you have good eyebrows. Like, leave
them. Thank
you. Leave them.
Do you know why I think Tiak wanted to talk about this?
Why?
Because I think he likes his eyebrows.
He loves his eyebrows.
I love my
He's
eyebrows.
He's got great eyebrows.
And, well, I...
They're very expressive. I never... Just now.
They've got good arches, too.
Oh, well, thank you. So,
just like,
okay.
So this is... Look what they do! When you're surprised... Whoa!
Whoa!
Okay. All right. So this is newer to me because I had a unibrow, so I do pluck. I pluck in the middle,
okay.
But I never touch...
The outside?
The outside.
You're going to have to eventually.
Probably. And now I don't even do the middle. I let my wife do it because I tend to get them not quite even. Mm. I get a little pluck
happy.
You
don't know where the middle is?
I just get a little around the sides. I just get a little, I don't know, I get pluck.
One is a little higher than the other.
Yeah, exactly. Or further in, you know, and I'm a little lopsided. But what's new to me is I've recently gotten a couple compliments on my eyebrows, which has never happened. And it just happened again in this room.
So people just walk up to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And go, nice brow, bro.
Like, or they've said like, oh, you have really nice eyebrows. What do you do? And I go,
oh wow.
Like, oh, nothing. I don't, I'm very
like,
lucky.
What could you do?
I don't know.
Could you
shape
put,
them or whatever? But I like
inside?
It now. I understand like what women go through. When I got that compliment, I was on cloud nine. I've never mm-hmm. felt better about it. I was like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. And then I'm complimenting this person back, just finding anything I can.
Do you feel like if somebody says something nice about you, you have to say something back?
Yes.
Why?
Yeah.
Because you weren't going to. If there's nothing stunning about them, why do you have to?
Well, because there's nothing
like
stunning
that.
About me, and they still
I know,
said
so
something.
Like I don't know. Like okay, so we're at a stoplight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm in a 1990 Geo Metro, and you pull up in a Lambo, and I go, okay. "Whoa, nice car." Do you feel like, "Hey, sweet rims"? Like you don't?
Okay.
Like, no, I would probably like, just be like, "Thanks, man."
Right. So you
that's
what I'm
okay.
saying. You don't have to.
Yeah.
Tiak has this compulsion.
It depends. Because that's
like,
different. You're complimenting the car. If you're complimenting the person.
But if they don't have anything all
more.
That, like you don't have to like make it up.
You can
go, like, nice.
No, you can always find something true and
yeah.
genuine to compliment.
I think
okay.
it's, yeah.
Do it on me right now.
You have a wonderful personality.
See? Yeah. And we all, everyone texting in right now knows that's not true. But, like you keep, like there's just some people.
But
like, I'm not saying that they're ugly, but like if there's nothing remarkable that jumps out at you, then you're just scrambling. You're like, nice teeth. Like you seem
a
like
little,
you
I guess. But when they compliment
like,
something like my eyebrows, that I don't control mm-hmm. that. I'm lucky. I was born with them.
Right.
They grew in nice. So,
so just say thank you.
But I feel like I have to like a Lambo. I worked hard, or I saved money, or I
yeah.
find it like I made decisions. To, like my eyebrows
right.
are just my eyebrows. So I feel like I need to reciprocate.
What
that
I
more.
Do because I also get compliments on my eyebrows, which when people compliment them, it means like 14 compliments for me.
Why?
Because in middle school, my anxiety was so bad, I would be sitting in class and just finger plucking my eyebrows out. I had none.
What?
They were
you
gone.
Literally plucked it down to nothing?
Yeah.
You with your fingers?
Yeah.
It's real hard to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because have you
so,
ever had, like, you're on your
yes.
way to do something and you can feel there's
yeah.
one in the middle and you're just sitting there, like, with every fiber of your being, you're trying to create a tweezer out of two thumbnails.
I know.
And you're like, please, God, I can't go into this place.
I was an expert.
You
but now
all of them. How
did
they come back?
I don't know. And that's why
you could
I
be
don't.
Like Whoopi Goldberg. She has none.
Yeah.
Whoopi Goldberg, mm-hmm. like, it's weird because her brow line moves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
so
no.
then when she's doing the thing like you were doing, like surprise, you're like, you can tell. Yeah, it's like,
that's where they're supposed
they're
to be.
They're supposed to be there, but there's yeah. nothing there.
So now I just put in product because I put
product,
in like a
like
color.
What, castor oil?
No, a color. It's called Boy Brow from Glossier. It's just like because
did
they're
you just
so
work in a shameless plug.
No, I'm being genuine. They're not going to do anything. Are you kidding me? They're no. but it's just an
oh
add
God.
Color because my hair is so blonde. You can't see.
Oh, so
them.
You are Whoopi
oh.
without the product in.
Kind of. They're there. It's huh. more. Yeah, you can see the hairs, but I like more.
But what would you say to the rest of your gen? Like, tell Z I would not tell to do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Like, even if you're looking at a picture of Christina Aguilera and you're like, oh my God, look at that pencil thin thing. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Because it's
yeah. Just if you want to bleach your tips or do something like that, if you want to bring back like an
or
old
or you can even
trend.
Like take a glue stick, do what drag queens do and put a glue stick on, put makeup over them, conceal them, and then draw in the actual thin what? Rather than shaving your eyebrows off. Fake it with makeup. I don't know why you're laughing. I'm being serious.
I'm thankful I've never had to think this much about it.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Aaron's single. Aaron's dating. Aaron's...
Aaron is right here.
Okay, Aaron is also, yeah. So there's a list of things that women look
Why
for.
Why are you doing that?
I'm sorry. I don't know what it is. Sometimes when untruths are being said, I get a tickle in my
What heart. Is untrue? I'm single. I'm dating. I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, they were all accurate.
But I mean, so.
They were downplayed, maybe.
I don't know how to. I'm trying to think of a good analogy, but have you ever like you're on the highway, there's dotted lines, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but and they're actually really far apart.
They're from each so other. Much far. They're farther apart than you really realize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's weird.
But like, as a kid, did you ever, or like even now, we'll jump in my Tesla, and I'll get it to about 100, and it looks like a solid line.
Yeah.
Because you're just going so fast, it kind of starts.
It just connects.
Instead
yeah.
of going dot dot, it goes dot 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 solid.
Yeah. Okay.
I sort of look at Erin like that. Like, she's the gaps in between the men. When the men start coming through the revolving door at a certain pace,
yeah.
it's
don't
like
have
she's
them.
Not single anymore.
Yeah.
So if you
They're
blink your
stuck
eyes,
in
it's like,
the door.
Oh my God, is that the same guy or different guy, different guy, different guy, different guy? But there's always a guy. It's just a different guy, different guy, different guy, different guy, solid line.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does.
That's why I was clearing my throat.
Mm-hmm. Aaron.
I'm dating. What can I say?
Well, there's 14 guys piling up outside our door right now going, open up!
Sorry. But there's a list of things that women look for when they go to a guy's place, a guy who lives alone. These are things that they look for. And so do you ever go to these guys' places or do you just meet them out or do you go to their place?
I go to their place a lot of the time and then we'll meet out as well.
Okay.
We'll meet out and then go to his place.
I was like,
So,
I'm not mad at you. You're a young woman who's allowed to do like all that.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Yeah.
I know that I give Aaron a ton of grief. It's 99% out of pure, unadulterated jealousy.
Last night, I hopped on Hinge just to look. And
shut your face. I don't want to hear the next thing you're going to say.
It froze, and I had a panic attack.
It froze?
It literally wasn't loading, and I was like, oh, no. Where do I go?
To any place with a revolving door and just stand there.
The only thing moving Slacker's revolving door is the wind.
Yes!
It just blows open sometimes. No one. Okay. So I thought these are things.
Do you feel better now that you've hurt me?
Kind of, yeah. Weird. A little.
A little part
What's
of me likes
What's that whistling sound? Is that, we got to get that door fixed. Okay.
Oh my God, this is painful. Okay.
So these are things that women look for in a guy's place. I thought we could run them by Aaron since she's been in
Okay, well,
a
let
few.
Me just say this. Aaron's a snoop.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So you probably...
I don't go through drawers or cabinets or anything like that. What?
That tickles back. Something's.
I don't.
That's my somebody's lying tickle, remember? You are so full of crap. Like, Aaron, if I miss a call on my phone and I'm like, oh, somebody 720 blah, blah, blah. You're like, oh, her name's blah. And you're like, how, what?
Yeah,
like,
so. That's different.
You're going to tell me you go to a guy's house and go, I got to pee. And you're not like. Rifling through looking for salves, ointments, and or prescription meds to make sure.
Because that is their place. That's their safe space. I don't want to intrude. Granted, I will look on the counter to see if there's an extra toothbrush, if there's bobby pins hidden everywhere, if there's like jewelry backings. Like, I'll look on the counter, but I won't ever, I won't ever dig through.
Wow, jewelry backings. That's a
fake nails.
Because you know, that's a couple of things that I have in my bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have hair ties,
mm-hmm.
which I don't have hair.
Yeah. Why is that?
You have a daughter.
I do. And she'll occasionally shower. I have makeup removing wipes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Same thing. Like, my daughter shares a Jack and Jill bath with my son. And there's times where it's just like, I just can't, Dad.
I can't handle it.
To even imagine walking into the shower that he was in is, and I'm like, come on in. You can have my shower. Go for it.
Yeah.
So like, but it could appear.
But that's you're different because, something. Well, no, it's known that you have kids. So there's.
Yeah.
Reasonability. There's whatever.
I also have a stack of toothbrushes. All in the package. Pro tip for if you're a single dude or a single woman, when you go for your cleaning and they go, would you like a toothbrush? Oftentimes I'd be like, no, I'm an Oral-B guy now. I don't want it. I'm like, take them. One, then you can take it on vacation, use it like your 4 days and go, whoop-pong, throw it away. Mm-hmm. Also, some errand wanders into your house and is like, pick a color.
Yeah.
Get after it.
But that doesn't look like you're too prepared.
No, you can just explain. No, I just always get the, I'm a hoarder. Like,
okay. Because that's what I always take it. The you toothbrush. Do
take
I've, always.
I used to never take it.
I said, load up the bag. What's in the treasure chest? I want everything. Okay, the stickers. What do you got?
I've got all these mini little chapsticks.
Oh, and those lots are of little so mini cute. Crosses I love and all those.
That. Yeah. 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 I got all that stuff.
It's kind of like a robbery at the end. It's like, it put is. Everything in the bag.
Yes.
Get out of here.
Don't make eye contact with me. Yeah. No one gets
I've got
hurt.
90 seconds before the alarm.
All right. So what are we looking for?
So the let's go in backwards. So one of the things that they look for a nice view at a guy's house. Is that something you?
No.
Notice?
No. Why would you?
I'm looking for a nice view elsewhere.
I see. Curtains are drawn, baby.
Do you like...
You did a hand signal.
I did.
And I
do
don't.
You like push the headboard to see if it bangs the wall?
I've done that a couple of times.
Before yeah. you're like, let's test the tolerances.
I've even been like, you stand out in the hall. Let's see what your roommate hears.
You do. Especially if they have a roommate,
yeah.
you have to go like.
And we were in like an old house too, so like.
The creaky.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, yeah, you get on the
that
bed.
That was Navy Man.
It was?
Yeah.
Mustache but, boy?
Yeah.
I don't, but I've been that lonely roommate several times, often in
no,
my life.
No, I don't want
what,
him to
what,
feel that.
Now what's he going to do the rest of the night? Now his entertainment's just gone. No one's thinking of him. No. No one ever thinks of the other roommate. No. What about family photos? You look for those?
I don't necessarily look for them, but I look at all of the stuff on the wall because I'm curious. It's on the wall. I'm going to look.
Okay.
But I don't look for
them. This is why I don't
them.
See. This is why I don't believe the medicine cabinet thing.
You're taking in everything.
She's just like,
it's open.
Body pens. Like, you've got your radar is
everything
so
that is exposed,
you're like a
I'm
whale sending out sonar. I didn't mean to call you a whale.
I didn't take it that way, so it's fine.
Do you like it? We brought it up kind of. Do you like it when a guy doesn't have a roommate? Then you don't have to.
Sure, but I also understand that it's rare
in
for that
economy.
To happen. Yeah,
yeah.
So it's not a big deal.
This one's bad for me. Evidence he cooks.
What would that be? Just having a pot?
It's on the stove.
You sound like you don't know what weed is.
Okay.
Do you have the pot?
Do you have said pot?
Okay. No.
Yeah.
At my house, there's not evidence I cook. I mean, I have a stove and everything, but I put everything away.
Here's what it would be for me: like there wouldn't be flour, there wouldn't be like salt and.
But you'd have to go in my pantry to find that out.
Mm,
yeah.
Yeah. So
and that's too obtrusive.
There wouldn't be a dirty
it
spoon
is.
Or like.
Unless he says like, "Hey, we're making drinks. Go ahead and grab that. It's in here or whatever. If it's in the pantry, I don't know."
But the second you're like a vampire, the second he gives permission,
oh,
you're
yeah.
just like, rifle.
I'm not rifling, but I'm look at everything. I'm looking at everything that is exposed. Yes.
Okay.
Let's see. Lots of books. Is that something you look for?
No.
If it's just out, I'll browse.
Okay. But it's
but you're not dating guys you can read.
Yeah, huh?
You're in that phase. You're not in that. You're not looking for a man right now. You're looking for
no. That's the thing. I am. They just keep ending up to
be situationships.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice furniture. Is that something that you keep your eye on?
It's a plus. Yeah.
If he's got that, it looks like it hasn't been it's not a futon that's halfway broken or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
If it's halfway broken, though.
Yeah. Might as well break it all the way.
Check the wall. You stand in the hallway. And number one, the most common, the thing that women look for the most in a guy's place is a clean bathroom.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's important. You gotta look.
But I feel like the boys you're seeing don't.
No, the majority.
They do?
Well.
Let me just say this.
Navy man, yes.
But if it's too clean, does it seem like they're presumptuous? That,
not presumptuous, but it's like, is there someone else?
Oh,
wow. Yeah, there's definitely someone else. We're not cleaning it.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So a long time ago, it wasn't a long time ago, but recently there was an article basically saying, if it's somebody's birthday, if it's somebody's celebration at a restaurant, and they're supposed to be the center of attention, you're rude if you order fajitas.
Which is very dumb, I think. I mean, like,
it is a showstopper, bro.
But why, if you're out to dinner with a group of people, there is no center of attention. Like, at some point, the birthday person will be the center of attention, but not the whole time.
Yeah, but
there's like a rule. I don't know what it's called, but have you ever been walking in a big group of people, and then you're all together when you start, but then eventually there's this group
off.
Of three, yeah. And then two, and then three. You just naturally kind of break off into smaller groups.
Okay.
And if you're at a big table, you're not all, if 12 people are sitting there, you're not all 12 conversing together, right?
It's no, that if, end, anything, you're right. If anything, it's rude to be at one end and yelling and talking to the person across.
Yeah.
But I think the author's intent was, when the food comes, then it's sort of like, it's your day. And like you get the, like you're now when the food gets here.
No,
like,
the food is the star when the food arrives.
But then they have to get the most star dish. Like,
no, you get whatever you want. No, I get whatever I want.
Fajitas is just such a spectacle.
Mm.
Like it's, they're just hot. They're just hot. That's really all it is.
They bring like four people because one's got the sizzling thing. One's got the tortilla warmer.
If you don't want me to order fajitas, don't book your dinner at a Mexican restaurant.
No, but I want to because El Jardín has the Slackerito.
And I'm going to get fajitas there.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not. I'm going to get the, what are they called? Enchiladas?
Enchiladas?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. They can't be too hot.
No, but like it is a huge part. I'm not saying I agree with that, but I will say, like, have you been to a restaurant, like the tiki bar is, but like everything's kind of that way, but like where they have the one drink where it comes out in a cauldron and it's bubbling and all the things.
It's like, got crazy straws and umbrellas.
That
and,
whole thing.
Yeah.
Can't order that. What? They can order that. Birthday person can order that. You can't order that.
What if that's the only gluten-free drink?
Suck it up. Have a high noon.
Well,
like, or a Truly. We know you got one in your purse, weirdo.
Okay, you've got your makers over there.
I would think as the birthday person, wouldn't you just want everyone to have the best time possible at your dinner?
No.
No, you don't.
Well, someone's selfish.
I think, okay, here's what we want you to do. Just text in and is this accurate or inaccurate? Is it wrong to steal thunder at somebody else's birthday party? So like, say we're at, I don't know what restaurant it would be, but like one of those restaurants that has like the thing where they go, it's the 45 rib challenge.
Mm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you got to eat. All
and they come out and they put a bib on you and they go, all right, let the clock start now. If you eat all 45, if you eat this whole tomahawk, you get, like, would that be wrong?
Because
you are literally stealing their thunder.
It's frowned upon for sure.
Yeah, that one feels more wrong. I know.
What's the difference?
I feel like I'm being hypocritical, but it feels more, because it's like, well, now you're not even paying attention to the group. You're just
hate those in general.
The eat things,
yeah.
The eating contests,
very gluttonous.
I don't like it.
Yeah, and what are you? So then you get your meal free, and then you don't have to split the bill. You're like, oh, I ate 100 wings, so I don't have to. You guys split it.
Yeah, kind of. Well, that's the other thing. You're not allowed to order the most expensive thing on the menu, unless even if it's a split, you got to ask for your own tab if you're going to do that.
Yeah.
See how, but who even knows what, don't just order what you want. And if it happens to be the most expensive, you won't know because you just saw that and go, oh, I want that. Like, are you really going through the whole menu? What if you're at Cheesecake Factory? That thing's like got chapters and stuff.
I know,
it's,
but like,
it's a thick
let me give you
book.
An example. I went to a Christmas party on a date with her work.
Okay. All right.
And a few of the people there convinced me, the server came over and were like, and this, I mean, plates are about $60.
Hmm.
It's steaks and everything.
Okay.
So
it's
like,
whatever. Server goes, we have on the menu tonight an A5 Wagyu. It is $180.
Oof. Okay.
For like a 5 ounce, whatever. And I was like, poof. And the people around me were like, you got to get that. I'm like, what? They're like, no, you, dude, get it. And I got it.
You did? Okay. That's.
How
okay.
was it?
The boss, when they brought it out, because it was a presentation, he was like, who ordered the Wagyu? And everyone pointed at me. Okay. He's met me for the first time that night.
Okay, oh, wow. No.
The new guy.
Right.
That guy over there.
As they're strapping the bib on me and the cowboy hat and the chaps, okay. I was like,
he doesn't even work here.
I don't work there. Okay. All right. There's one more person that I want to talk about. This is the worst.
Wait, but what happened? Did you have to pay your own bill? Did they take
I chopped it up.
Okay.
And passed it to everyone. So everyone got to try it. I barely ate 2 bites.
Oh, very nice. Then you just put an order in for the fajitas to come later.
Okay, you're not going to get out of this, though. Because the worst person on the list is you.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Well, what? What did I do?
The person that's worse than ordering fajitas, worse than doing a food challenge,
no.
worse than ordering a crazy drink,
no.
is the person who sits down and goes, I'm locked in. I'll just have water.
What?
You're no. attracting attention to yourself in a different way. It says it 100%. You're an attention
oh my
grabber.
Gosh, it's on this article, so it has to be true.
It is true
no,
because
it's
we
not.
Read it for the last 5 minutes.
I just want to drink water. What is that?
Because then everybody's got to keep looking at you. If you're
no, they don't.
Yes,
mind
they
your
do.
Business.
They gotta be like,
that's
wrong?
Your problem.
No,
you're jealous. Aaron. I have no problem being the person that's like, I'm just gonna drink water or I'm gonna throw down 14 drinks.
Everyone's gonna assume
but
you're pregnant.
But guess what? That's yeah. your assumption.
No, but that's
I'll prove you wrong by drinking those 14 drinks later.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.